cold, so you say it's getting blank chilly. What's another word that would modify it?
Getting.
It would make it less chilly.
Slightly chilly.
I'll go if you insist, but I'd.
Don't want to.
All right, instead of I don't, say I'd, like I'd blank.
I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to a friend who you haven't seen for some time and you express your feelings about seeing him?
I'm glad to see you.
And if you wanted to make it just a little warmer than that, how would you say it?
I'm so glad to see you.
He owns what if a person is very, very, very powerful. Or maybe he has a great deal of strength. He would say he is what? What's an adjective that could describe him?
Superman.
Alright. He owns 500 acres. How much land would that be? You don't have to give an exact number for me, meaning how many 500 is, but just a word that would express a lot of land. He owns a blank of land. Oh, that's blank land.
I don't know. Can't get the meaning there.
Well, have you thought of that big city in West Tennessee where the blues started?
Yes, I have. That's Memphis.
And how about the biggest city in Kentucky?
Yes, Louisville.
All right, came to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it takes a little time when I have a blank.
Well, you remember your geography better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you say that we were on this now. He owns 500 acres. Now, how much land would that be in general, you would say?
That would be quite a farm.
All right. Then he has a
large farm. That's all right.
And what? And how much land would you say it is? A blank of land. Means pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Lots of land.
All right. If you want to say something, let's see now, with enthusiasm and something stronger than yes, you might say, you're agreeing with somebody real strongly.
Mm-hmm. And instead of saying yes?
Yes. Do you believe in going to church every time you can possibly make it? How would you answer that?
I surely do.
And your word, instead of yes, you would say?
Certainly.
Can you really do that? Now then, this is a chore, and do you think you can do what somebody says, and you want to answer firmly that you can, and so you say, I
certainly can.
Or you can think of another word you could use. Now then, suppose that you, suppose you have eyes on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to step outdoors, but are you going to jump down from the step? And before you step, you're going to be what?
Careful.
And you want to be, that you won't fall.
I want to be sure.
All right, then you say,
sure.
And then you could also say, if somebody wants to ask you if you can do a chore, you say, I.